Welcome back to the Anger Reset. So far in this course, we've studied anger in the spirit-soul-body framework. We've walked through seven anger styles and applied grace-filled responses by looking at passages of scripture that deal with anger. But here's something we can't ignore. Anger isn't just personal. It's also cultural. The way we express anger and how it's perceived, how it's shaped by our families, communities, and cultures. Understanding this helps us navigate conflict with humility and wisdom. In some cultures, raising your voice is normal. In others, it's seen as deeply disrespectful. One culture may see direct confrontation as healthy. Another may see it as rude. Anger looks different around the world, but the gospel speaks into every culture. Let's look at our objectives for this session. We'll consider cultural expressions of anger, some biblical examples of anger and culture. We'll consider the physical, psychological, and spiritual roots. And we'll consider a gospel vision of anger in a cultural context. And we'll examine the anger reset steps from that perspective as well. Well, let's begin with cultural expressions of anger. There are individualistic cultures, mostly in the Western context, where anger is often expressed directly. We say how we feel. We stand our ground. Strength is equated with assertiveness in these cultures. In collectivist cultures, which includes many Eastern and African countries, anger is often suppressed or expressed indirectly to preserve group harmony. Open aggression is discouraged, but passive aggression may be more common. There are also high and low context cultures. A high context culture is a culture where much of the communication relies on implicit understanding, shared experiences, nonverbal cues, social hierarchies, and context rather than direct, explicit words. In a high context culture, anger cues may be subtle. Tone of voice, silence, or avoidance can signal frustration. In low context cultures, anger cues tend to be explicit, direct, clear, with little left to assumption or shared background knowledge. In a low context culture, anger cues are explicit. Words, gestures, and direct confrontation. Our cultural default settings shape how anger is expressed, but they don't excuse sinful responses. They show us where we need the Spirit to transform us. Families have anger cultures. They may be a high context or low context family. And if you've ever visited a family that has a different context from your own, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's look at some biblical case studies about cultural anger. Paul and Barnabas in Acts 15, there was sharp disagreement about whether John Mark should go with them on their second missionary journey. It was likely a clashing of personality and cultural styles, Paul being direct, Barnabas being an encouraging soul. Well, they parted ways, but God still used both paths for the gospel. And the lesson here is anger can be expressed differently, but grace can still redeem the relationship and the situation. And then we have Jonah versus Nineveh in Jonah 4. Jonah, an Israelite prophet, couldn't accept God's mercy for a brutal foreign empire. His anger was partly cultural and national, saying they don't deserve it. But the lesson here is that God challenges cultural pride with His global grace. And we can look at the roots of cultural anger now, the physiological roots, psychological roots, and spiritual roots. Let's start with the physiological roots. Anger feels the same in every body. the adrenaline rush, the cortisol, the amygdala hijack. There is no cultural difference in the physiological response. Psychologically, anger filters through the cultural lens. What's considered an offense or disrespect varies from culture to culture. On the spiritual root side, culture can normalize either sinful rage or sinful suppression. Romans 12:2 tells us to not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. The gospel reshapes cultural defaults into the kingdom culture. Let's move on now to a gospel vision of anger. Jesus Christ transcends culture. His kingdom culture unites people from every culture, transforming anger into reconciliation. You know, Jesus spoke strongly to some with direct rebukes, but also wept quietly. His anger was always spirit-controlled, aimed at truth and love, and this is kingdom life for us. This is the kingdom culture, because Ephesians 2:14 tells us He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one. The gospel unites people from every culture, transforming anger into reconciliation, regardless of how the anger might be expressed. The practical application for us is, instead of excusing anger with a phrase like, "That's just my culture, just the way we do things," we ask, does this reflect the Spirit of Jesus Christ? Does this reflect the values of the heavenly kingdom? So let's apply the anger reset across cultures. The first step, recognize. Notice not only your cues, but how your culture shaped them. Engage the Spirit. Take thoughts captive. Pray, Lord, help me live not by cultural default, but by kingdom truth. Settle the body. Take time before reacting, especially in cross-cultural conflicts. Energize the soul. Renew the mind. Remember who you are. Remember your identity in Jesus Christ and that you belong to the body of Christ, not just your cultural tribe. And treat with grace. Seek understanding across cultural lines. Ask questions before judging. Reset gives us a shared gospel language of peace, even when our cultural languages of anger might differ. Anger wears different faces in different cultures, but the root problem is the same, our heart. We've been given a new heart and a new spirit in Jesus Christ. He takes our cultural defaults and reshapes them into spirit-led responses. In Him, anger no longer divides across cultures. It becomes an opportunity for unity, truth, and grace. Well, God bless you. Thanks for watching this session. We'll see you next time.